Welcome to the Weekly Insurance News Wrap. I am Paige Estrotori, bringing you top stories on behalf of Financial Services Online. In a week filled with scrutiny and change in the insurance industry, we start with a case from the Australian Financial Complaints Authority. A homeowner was caught off guard by a steep rise in her Allianz flood cover premiums, from $369 to a hefty $1,277. Despite missing the renewal updates due to postal issues, AFCA upheld Allianz's decision, ruling out her $18,000 refund claim. This decision underscores the vital importance of monitoring insurance policy details, especially as insurers classify properties in extreme risk zones. For those in similar situations, remember, an expert assessment may be handy in evaluating these risk categorizations. More on this and ordering a review with one of our experienced team at financialservicesonline.com.au. The life insurance sector has seen turbulence too. Marsh Australia reports that group life policy premiums with long-term benefits have significantly increased, anywhere between 15 to 25% on average so far this year. We've also witnessed insurers tightening their underwriting standards and avoiding high-risk sectors. Many businesses are now reconsidering their employee benefits due to this unexpected shift. Caution: cost-saving measures might leave you underinsured. If you're an individual or a business looking for alternatives, Financial Services Online is ready to help you navigate these challenges. Turning to our nation's construction industry, the federal government's move to pause updates to the National Construction Code to speed up housing development has sparked worries within the insurance sector. The Insurance Council of Australia argues that any deferment in code updates could jeopardize future resilience against natural disasters, potentially burdening our economy. As this matter unfolds, keep in mind that efficient construction and safety must go hand in hand. Stay tuned with us for emerging developments in this arena. Finally, we look at a customer win with RACQ Insurance. The company has been directed to increase a house fire claim payout. Initially, the claimant was offered just over $39,000 for repairs and contents, but after further damages were revealed, an additional offer of $7,949 was rejected, leading AFCA to order a payout adjustment by 20% plus compensation for mishandling. This outcome highlights the importance of thorough and fair claim handling by insurers to avoid added distress for our insured. That wraps up this week's insurance news, with transparency and preparedness as the prevailing themes. For more insights, connect with us on financialservicesonline.com.au. I am Paige Estrotori saying, stay informed and stay covered. Goodbye for now, and until next Monday.